USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries over the past 10 days. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, tweeted that the mass exodus is the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed his nation.
Оккупированных территориях, ко всем, кто нас слышит, кому не стерли память пропагандой.
He urged his fellow Ukrainians to keep up their resistance to the Russian invasion. A second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed off the corridor. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempt. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Pyongyang is at it once again.
For the second week in a row, North Korea is continuing to conduct tests needed to develop a spy satellite. The move comes as North Korea has been carrying out ballistic missile launches, including one detected by South Korea on Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials in the greater Washington, D.C. area keeping an eye on a trucker convoy. Organizers of the People's Convoy say they plan to drive around the Capitol Beltway, which encircles the nation's capital, twice before returning to Hagerstown, Maryland, where protesters have spent the weekend. It intends to repeat the action each day until their demands are met. They want the National Emergency Declaration on COVID-19 lifted and congressional hearings into the government's response to the pandemic. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas is now $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying even more than that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A federal appeals court ruled that the Biden administration can expel migrants from the country to limit the spread of COVID-19 under a Trump-era policy. But USA's Wendy King reports there's a caveat.
A federal appeals court on Friday blocked the U.S. government from sending them to locations where they face danger. The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court in part upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. The panel, however, determined that the families who challenged the use of Title 42 were likely to succeed on their claims that U.S. laws prevent the government from sending them back to countries where they could face harm. The Title 42 policy was enacted by former President Trump in March of 2020 with the stated purpose of preventing those who cross the border illegally from potentially spreading the coronavirus.
The global death rate from COVID-19 is about to cross 6 million mortalities. According to Johns Hopkins University, the toll was at more than 5.9 million as of Sunday morning. Here in the U.S., the death rate is nearing 1 million. At least 750 homes have been evacuated in Bay County in Florida's Panhandle as firefighters battle two big wildfires in an area still recovering from Hurricane Michael more than 3 years ago. No word on when residents will be able to return. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.